Zohar Chok Yisrael, Parshas Matos, an excerpt from Zohar 1, page 209b. Pasach V'yamai opened discourse and said, bringing a verse in Song of Songs, K'migdal David Tzavareich, as the Tower of David is your neck, Manu Salpios, built for Talpios, Elif Magen Tuliya Love, 1,000 shields hangs on it, Kol Shildei Gerim, all the ruling powers of the mighty, warriors. So the Zohar explains, K'migdal David, as the Tower of David, Man Migdal David, who is this tower? Who is the Tower of David? Which level does it refer to? Da Migdal David Vadai, this certainly is the Tower of David, the Bonalei David, that David built, the Solak Lego Yerushalayim, and he stood it up in Jerusalem. But we know that in the verses they're referring most primarily to the spiritual root of what's going on. So that's what the Zohar says, Ella, rather, K'migdal David, Da Yerushalayim Delila. As a Tower of David, this is the upper Jerusalem, the heavenly Jerusalem, that Jerusalem beneath is just a counterpart of, drawing from. The Chsiv Beis, written by it, Migdal Oz Shem Hashem, a tower of strength is the name of Hashem, Bo Yoru Tzadik V'Niskav, the Tzadik shall run in it and be exalted. So this is the tower, and it's referring to the Yesod, this connection to Malchus, that through a person being holy and guarding the bris, being tzaddik, he's righteous, he merits to be strong and unite the Yesod of the Malchus, and the name of Hashem shine to him. This gives him power. It's like a protective tower that causes him to be aloof and removed from all danger. Ma Niskav, what is being exalted? Elahal Migdol Niskav, but that tower is high. Begin the Bei Yoru Tzadik, because the Tzadik runs in it. It's high above with the surrounding lights, above being touched by negative energies. Tzavareich, continuing to explain the verse, it says, like a tower of David is your neck. Do Beis Makdisho Delasata, this is the temple beneath. The Ihu Koyim, Tikuna, the Shapiru, Kekidla Lugufa. It stands set up in beauty like the neck of the body. Matzavri, he was Shapiro to call Gufa, just as the neck is the beauty of the whole body, gives a person his posture, his station, makes him look good, the figure. Hachinami, similarly, Be Maktisha, he was Shapiro to call Alma. The temple is the beauty of the whole world. And the neck is also the connection between the head and the body. So through the temple, we're connected with the spiritual eyes above, which are like the head. This world will like the body, so we're able to receive and get transmission of these lights and feel what's going on upstairs. The verse continues, Bonui l'salpios, built for talpios, tail, talpios is tail, pios. Tail means mound. Chob ne alma, hold mustaklin bay, that all the people in the world are gazing at. And pios is the mouths of all people praying to that place, to the holy temple, in that direction. Vachik mua, and thus was explained, talpios is tail, the mound, the chob pios, the alma, that all the mouths of the world, mishabchin, praise, mesalin, the gabim, and pray towards it. Elif Mugin to lay love, 1,000 shields hangs upon it. Elaine Elif Tikunin Mistaklin Bek Kayos. These are 1,000 rectifications that are fixed in it as is fitting. You know that Elif is the letters Pella, which means a wonder, it refers to the Keser. And the Keser, numerically, corresponds to the level of to the power of thousands. So through the temple, we connected with the Keser, Hashem's crown, and we get a transmission of divine light from that level. And this become like protected from all the negative energies and our mightiest warriors. Elif Mogein Toli Love, 1,000 shields hound upon it, Elin Elif Tikunin Vistakun Vekarigos. These are 1,000 rectifications that are fixed in as fitting. The light of thousands, the highlight comes down to us to the temple. Kol Shilti Gevarim, all the reigning shields of the warriors, Kukulu Ko Asim Sitra Dinakash, they all come from the side of harsh judgment and protected through this connection to the Keser. Matzava, just like the neck. Kol Tikkun in the Itzer Beitalia, all the decorations of women hang on it, whereas necklaces, brooch, pearls, diamonds. Kach v'maktisha, so in the temple, kol tikkun in the alma, beitalim v'sharim. All the rectifications in the world hang and rest on it. Hang from the internal light and rest in the surrounding light. It makes this connection and brings us the beauty of appreciating and seeing the Shekhinah. which is the feminine aspect above. Well, more beholder was explained, the Ksiv is written, Al Severeinu Nidofnu, we are pursued on our necks. Means this connection that the temple provided for us was pursued by enemies. Abe Makisho, upon the temple, Dihud Savor Vishapiru Duchol Alma, that is the neck and the beauty of the whole world. Nidofnu pursued. Yoganu, we toiled, Lamivni lay, trained Zimnin to build it twice. Lohunach Lona, what was left for us. Loshavku Ulon, this didn't allow us, let us. Mischarav was destroyed, Los Bani Labasa, and it wasn't built afterwards. Matzava, just like in a Kivin Ishtatsi, once it's destroyed, Kol Gufa Ishtatsi, Ime, the whole body is destroyed with it. A person can't live, it doesn't, the neck is cut. Hachinamali, similarly, Bay Makdisha, the temple, Kivin Diyu Ishtatsi, Ishkashich, once it's destroyed and darkened, Kol Alma Hachinami Ishkashich, the whole world also is darkened. Lonori Shimsha, and the sun does not shine, level to Ferris, Kutubrichu, and blessed be in the world, Moshmaya Va'ara, not the heavens and the earth and the stars that are drawn from it, all the spiritual lights are darkened. Yinkach, because of this, Bocha Yosef Aldo, Yosef cried about this when he foresaw the destruction of the temple. Lebasa de Bocha Aldo, and after he cried for this, Bocha Al Shriftin the skull, he cried to the tribes that would be exiled. Katraschar of Bey Makdisha, when the temple was destroyed, Kulu Shvatin the skull, all the tribes were exiled, Miyad, immediately, Vispadru Bene Mayamaya, and they were dispersed amongst the nations. Look, see, that's it's written, Vanya Sheikh L'chol Echav, and he kissed all of his brothers by Yosef when he reunited with the brothers of the tribes. Vayif Kalim, and he cried about them. Aleim Vade, certainly about them. Al Kulam Bach, he cried for all of them. Abe Makisha Discharev, the temple that was destroyed, trains him twice. Alachav and his brothers, Aseres Hashvatim, the 10 tribes, Yisgalu Begalusa, will be exiled in the diaspora, Yisbadrin, Bene Amamaya, will be dispersed amidst the nations. And the Zohar, of course, is also hinting what it says over here, that he cried on the neck of his brother Binyamin, referring to the crying over the base of Mikdash was like the neck. V'acharechein dibu echavito, and afterwards his brothers spoke with him, Loksi Vayifko, it doesn't say they cried. Ta'iu Bacha, behold, he cried because it sparkled in him, divine inspiration, the Holy Spirit. They didn't cry at that time. It's not rest upon them the level of this Holy Spirit, this divine inspiration. At that moment, they didn't have this revelation as he did.